Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Kicking off our number three, this is Free Talk Live in studio tonight. It's Daryl,
Derek J,
and Danica.
And we've been pretty much all over the map. Began the show talking about a Seattle cartoonist who has been in hiding for 4 years after creating Draw Muhammad Day. And then we talked a good bit about Muslims and terrorism, be it domestic or foreign. And then Miss Danica told us about some possible bans on sledding in the Midwest. Sounds more akin to they're trying to prevent it on government property, or at
they're
least
being a nanny in states, so
in government parks. So it's not an all-out ban on sledding, so that's somewhat good. And you can call in on those or any other topic that's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we go to Skype, where Abel is calling in on Skype, username lrn.fm. Abel is somewhere in New Hampshire. Abel, go ahead. You're on Free Talk Live.
I am somewhere in New Hampshire. Good to speak with you, Daryl and Danica. Is there three of you or just two?
Derek J is here.
Derek. I'm sorry, Derek.
The Triple D is here.
Yes. Hey, listen, so, you know, we have a couple things on the table. The French terrorist attack on our media in France, and auspiciously for, you know, saying bad things about Muhammad, or, you know, drawing bad things and printing bad things.
It's actually because there was a cartoon depicting Muhammad. Right. It does not say in what way Muhammad was depicted, but one of the teachings of Islam is that you do not draw Muhammad. And it's one of the teachings of Judaism, and supposedly one of the teachings of Christianity is that you're not supposed to make a graven image of the Lord. Of any kind, but yet Christianity
is it the Lord or other gods before the Lord?
From that, in the Ten Commandments it says, "Do not make graven images of the Lord or any other gods."
I thought it was
because
just
no
gods.
One knows what, you know, if there is only one God, no one knows what he or she looks like. So
like
you're
a golden
not supposed
calf.
To, you know, try to depict that because there's no way to, you know, put into an image the perfection that is the Almighty. So it seems, though, that Christianity has wavered from that, and it's something that is certainly not enforced, but it is a teaching of the three major religions that are out there. But it's something that does seem to be a lot more strongly enforced by the Muslims. Continue with your thought, Abel.
I thought this was my call there. My take on it, on a lot of things, is you've got to look back and you've got to, you know, understand the history of governments across the globe and, you know, what's their purpose. And the purpose of governments across the globe is to amass power and control. Almost all the people that end up in governments and those that are above them as well that like to work from behind the scenes are I think psychopaths. I think that they're a bunch of sick folk. And, you know, the more up the ladder you are, the more sick you are. And so they don't care about people. They're invested in power, and their governments are a way of amassing power. And in order to amass power, you have to foment dissatisfaction. You can't have human beings all getting along and then have a real need for government as time goes on. You know, and people are, you know, getting a little smarter as time goes on, some of us anyways. And the fact is that they're, you know, becoming aware of, you know, like the police in New York or anywhere else, Ferguson, or, you know, what's going, why is all this stuff happening? And I say that there are people that kind of set things up. You know, the nature of religions. You know, these are not people making. There are individuals that you know, the Pope, you know, the upper realms of the clergy and Islam.
Abel, I'm getting a little lost.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying that what's going on is there are people that want bad stuff to happen so that they can say, look, this bad stuff's happening. We need more army. We need more weapons. We need more control. And the same thing applies to, you know, the rules for sledding. I mean, you know, you need to, you know, take away people's choices so that they actually will, you know, break laws and get thrown in jail and create this whole mess.
So is that what you think people should do, Abel, is openly violate the no sledding ban?
I think that I don't know if that's the right answer. Some of that probably should be going on. I don't want people to end up in jail for it or have huge fines and have a lot of money taken away.
Okay, so hold on.
What I want to do is enlighten folk that when somebody comes down and comes up with some prohibition, or somebody comes along and shoots up a newspaper office, you know, that these things are there's something behind it, and that's what needs to be looked at. You need to look at why this stuff is. You only had to have those three guys convinced to do this stuff.
What three guys?
The three guys that did the shooting in France.
He's mixing, and this is where I'm getting a little confused because you're jumping back and forth between the sledding
and the situation
in Paris. And
I want to connect them. Yeah. I may be doing a bad job of it, but the fact is that, you know, it's all about the same kind of thing where something's, you know, happening. Sleds are going down hills and, you know, people are getting bruised and broken bones or whatever. And the other thing is, oh, the terrorists are coming along and shooting people up.
So let me ask this question to you real quick, Abel. You say they keep creating more laws to make more things illegal, but you don't think that people should necessarily go out and violate the laws. And I don't think you're advocating that people just obey every strange diktat from the government. So what is the solution to bad laws?
And I think we're actually generating it here in the free state. We need to kind of just kind of pull it back and make this awareness the awareness that, you know, that government has not been doing us any favors. We've been at war, you know, for over a century in the Western world, that, you know, and you know, we find things like enjoyment of sledding to be interfered at the same time, and all of this stuff is generated by this government.
Abel, thank you for the call. You started to break up there at the tail end of the call. Your call's welcome, 855-450-FREE. And please, have your thoughts together and don't jump back and forth and make us guess what you're trying to talk about. This is Free Talk
Live. And now from the Cato Institute, the Cato Constitution Minute. The United States Constitution was written to secure the promise of the Declaration of Independence. In 1776, our founding fathers declared that individuals have certain inalienable rights, rights that cannot be taken away. Everyone in this nation has the right to live and is free to pursue happiness and liberty so long as they respect the rights of others. We created government to protect this freedom, not to give us special favors at the expense of others, and so our federal government exists to protect individual freedoms. That's why the first sentence of the Constitution, written in 1787, says that liberty is a blessing, even as it goes on to strictly limit what decisions government may make for us. America's founding fathers knew that protecting individual rights, our personal freedom, is the main purpose of government. To learn more, visit the Cato Institute online at cato.org.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain, and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the toll-free call-in line. You can call in about what's on your mind. We also have Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. And in studio tonight, it's Daryl.
Derek J.
And Danica.
And Derek, next week, you will be going down to New York City for something that is very important. And it involves, I would dare say, one of the biggest trials of this year, possibly one of the biggest trials the entire decade. That is the Ross Ulbricht trial.
Yeah, to me, this is the biggest trial of my lifetime so far.
I would agree with that.
I think this is huge, has far-reaching ramifications. For those who aren't familiar with the basics, the trial begins January 13th. The man on trial is Ross Ulbricht. He has been alleged to be the operator of the Silk Road Black Market website.
The original.
Yeah. And there have been some other charges thrown in as well. By the prosecutors, like drug trafficking and
they also have what they call
hire.
The murder for hire
not a charge
is
they're
one of those
up in court.
Uncharged claims that is sitting in Maryland court,
right?
But they have hit him with what they call the kingpin statute that basically says that he was running this elaborate drug ring, and he was the mastermind behind it.
So the FedGov, the federal government, is really trying to railroad this guy, and they're doing it in Manhattan, New York City, courthouse. 500 Pearl Street is where the trial is going to be held. It begins January 13th. I will be there at 7:30 a.m. With a peaceful demonstration. There might be some other people in attendance. If you would like to attend, if you're going to be in the New York area, or if you have friends, or you want to spread this event around, I have created a Facebook event at tinyurl.com/Silk Road Trial. That's tinyurl.com/Silk Road Trial. And there, that'll take you to a Facebook event page. Please, RSVP as going, because I'm going to produce as many signs as there are people going.
So what are you planning to do while you're down there other than just protesting this trial?
Nothing, and that's a legal liability. So I am being very clear that I am there to peacefully demonstrate. There are going to be other people who are there to be members of the media. They're going to be reporting from both inside and outside of the courthouse. The Liberty Beat will be there. TheLibertyBeat.com is where you can get the updates on that daily. And there are going to be other people who are doing jury nullification outreach. Some people are going to be handing out pamphlets in to the general population outside of the courthouse. Some of those people might be jurors. Some people will not be. And so we are all doing different events that are completely separate from one another. We are not even communicating with one another, and that's like part of a legal liability. It's really weird how like the government could potentially charge we activists with crimes if we interact with one another. Yeah, or jury tampering is the one that I'm concerned about, because there was a heroic man named Julian Heiklin who was arrested at this very location for handing out jury nullification pamphlets. Now, if he were handing out jury nullification pamphlets...
I believe that the charges against Heiklin were recently dropped.
They were, that's true. But the charges would have stuck if he were speaking about a particular case, which he was not.
Oh, okay.
He was just doing jury nullification in general.
Yes, he was talking about jury nullification in general, to the general audience. But if he were talking about jury nullification in the case of Ross Ulbricht or a particular trial that was pending before the court, that would be a serious crime. That would be called jury tampering. And I am not doing that. I am steering very clear of that by peacefully demonstrating and not even speaking to the people who are doing jury nullification outreach. So, once again, the URL... tinyurl.com/Silk Road Trial. Be there. If you can't be in New York, spread the Facebook event to your friends.
Now, is there some sort of fundraiser going on to help pay for the cost of these activists that are going to New York?
I know there's one for the Liberty Bee, but I don't know if you've set one up, Derek.
No, I'm not organizing a fundraiser to pay activists to come down. There have been some people who have donated.
I guess my question is, if somebody's listening...
Yeah.
And they can't go because this is on Tuesday.
Right.
And today is Friday.
Yeah.
But they want to support you. Is there a link on the event that you've created
No, currently there is not, and I don't have any intention to create one. I mean, the time, the money, it's all too short. There are other people, like places where you can donate money. The Liberty Beat is going to be there if you want to donate to them while they're covering the event. Do that. I'm going to be there if you want to donate to me personally. My website is derekj.me. You know, we're all individuals, and the event is actually called Individuals for Ross Ulbricht, because I want to be very clear, no one is in charge. You are on your own. We are all individuals, okay? So I am there to support Ross, and I hope you will come too.
Yeah, and if you can't, again, derekj.me is where you can go to donate to help offset the cost that Derek will accrue while in New York. And Danica, you've got a story that is somewhat related to New York. It's not necessarily about the Ross Ulbricht trial. Oh, and one more thing about the Ross Ulbricht trial.
Yeah.
There was a fundraiser recently to put jury nullification information in a lot of the billboard bus stop billboards.
Yeah, that's still ongoing.
Around the courthouse.
That fundraiser is still ongoing.
Do you know if those signs are up yet?
Yes, those signs are up, and they are right out in front of the courthouse. So it's likely that if a person is walking into the courthouse for whatever reason, they will see it, and they will learn more about being an informed juror.
So, Danica, tell us about what's going on in New York City that's not related to the Ross Ulbricht witch hunt.
Sure, definitely. If you're in New York but for some reason want to do other outreach besides the Ross Ulbricht trial, you could certainly join the New York protesters in handing out loose cigarettes for donations. So this Times Square event aims to draw attention to Eric Garner's alleged crime. Now, what's interesting about this is that these individuals are handing out cigarettes not for the intentions on selling them or anything, but they're handing them out, and they're suggesting that people make some sort of donation.
So they're giving away cigarettes for free.
For free.
And somebody can then make a donation.
That is correct, and the donation would go to the Garner family.
So do you know if these cigarettes were purchased in New York and the government of New York already has collected taxes on these?
What's the difference?
That's a good question.
Well, because the claim was that Eric Garner was not paying taxes on these cigarettes. That's why the police confronted him and ultimately choked him to death, was overtaxation.
So it says here that the Manhattan Libertarian Party is organizing a Saturday protest and plans to give donations there, as well to the Project Hospitality, a food bank in the Staten Island borough of New York City. So it's going to the Garner family as well as Project Hospitality. In a press statement, Party Chairman Brian Waddell said that members are fed up with the silly laws that make it possible for these terrible tragedies to happen. So right now, the NYPD has not offered comment, but it says research in the legality of handing out loose cigarettes for donations. So, there could be some stipulation going on there, but who knows?
Oh, and I can almost guarantee you that they will find some reason to arrest somebody for handing out a cigarette.
Oh, there's possibly
thoughts on that. 855 450 free.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-881-1075. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-881-1075. That's 1-800-881-1075. Call 1-800-881-1075.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Still time for your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free call-in line. You can also use the Skype. LRN.FM is the username. You will need to send a contact request if you haven't already done so. That will be approved. And then just call in. And in studio tonight, it's Daryl.
Derek J.
And Danica.
At coffee.freetalklive.com, you can get a free pound of the best coffee, BuzzBox. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica. Coffee is a very absorbent crop, and this makes the organic certification that much more important. BuzzBox is competitively priced with other high-end coffees, but they do have something that other coffee producers seem to care nothing for. They've worked with us to set up a program that turns coffee profits into microloans with Kiva.org. Help us change lives by offering people in poverty an opportunity to change their own lives. Get started now by getting your free pound of coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com. You pay for shipping, and you can cancel the subscription at any time. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
So, Derek, in just a moment, you're going to tell us about some charges that were dismissed against an activist down in Austin, Texas, But before you do that, I'm going to take a chance here with a caller who identifies as nobody calling from the rabbit hole, and I hope that I do not regret taking this call. Nobody, you are on Free Talk Live.
Thanks for taking my call.
Hey. What's on your mind?
Everybody's always talking about race and everything. I don't really ever think I hear like a comprehensive, like coherent definition of race or ethnicity. I don't really even know what is meant by it, other than maybe some like bundle of traits or differences amongst some, you know, segment of a population or whatever. But mostly it seems that, I don't know, like these differences, they're divided up, and then like through government and all these control apparatus or whatever, they're controlled into like different classes, you know, like engineered to be a certain culture and a certain class. Does anybody else kind of follow that?
Yeah, that does make a little bit of sense. And if you've ever read the book 1984 or A Brave New World, then I can certainly understand more a little bit about what you're saying there, about people are sort of, you know, put into a mindset of you're a lower class than this other person. And certainly there are still countries today, sadly, that do have class or caste systems. And I just pulled up a definition for ethnicity, and it is defined as the fact or state of belonging to a social group that has a common national or cultural tradition.
Huh.
So does that help you understand that term a little bit?
Nothing about genetics in there.
No, it seems arbitrary, really.
Yeah,
it
seems incomplete.
Highly subjective.
Yeah, I agree with
you. Right, it is. But, you know, for the most part, people that identify as ethnic Irish are going to share some genetic traits. People that identify as Scottish are going to share genetic traits.
These groups of people, you know, there's all these, you know, we all have different sets of traits and genes and whatever, and all through history, they've been different. And then you say, you know, the people, they intermingle or whatever, they breed, and then you get a new set of traits. And then you get another new set of traits. Each generation, it changes. You're never going to have, you know, this one race that, you know, there is no such thing as equality on all these egalitarian notions. I think really that's what at the root of all of this is, just egalitarianism.
What do you mean by that?
Everybody wanting, you know, all values to be equal, that wanting no one to discriminate on any basis, to have any prejudice, to not, you know, do their own, you know, cost benefit analysis, I guess, and decide what values are most appropriate to their life and you know, how to make their choices based on the context of their surroundings. You know, you see people, you make a lot of, you know, value judgments based on their character, their actions, and even their appearance, be it their skin color or tattoos or whatever it might be. And I think that's entirely appropriate. So I'm tempted to just say, I think we should all call ourselves racist, because I believe it's appropriate to discriminate and make those value judgments.
But just because you make a value judgment based on circumstances does not necessarily make one a racist. A racist is someone that thinks that their ethnicity or their group or race is better than every other group of people. So just because you make a value judgment based on circumstances does not mean that you think that people that look like you are superior to people that do not. Derek, I think you had a point that you wanted to add. No? Nobody?
No, Danica was about to speak up. That's why I pointed the camera.
No, I was just trying to think that you're basically saying that we're all racist against something in our lives, whether it's racist against someone's clothes, job, upbringing, maybe not necessarily skin color. Am I correct in that?
No, okay. My definition, I suppose, and it may be incorrect, of racist is having prejudice based on certain traits. I guess skin color is usually what it is. And I believe that everybody has it, and they have it for a reason. They have it for because they have reason, because they're rational, and they understand statistically that, you know, they need to make judgment calls.
But most judgments are passed on to us. We're not born with these judgments. They're passed on to us by those parents, teachers, anyone that has a significant influence.
Yes, we are, influenced, but we still as well have, our experiences. And I think that's mostly what leads, us beings with rational minds. I think the majority of human beings are. There is a small percentage that, yes, are led by, tradition and things like you're speaking of.
So, nobody, are you making the case that could benefit a person to be racist?
Well, like I started with, I don't understand what is meant by these words.
I thought we just defined it as having a prejudice with regard to a person's like skin color or other genetics, right? So you're saying that a person benefits from making certain discriminations, right? That we all
exactly
discriminate
right.
in our lives, and that's to our benefit.
So based on certain characteristics, we'll just go ahead and say certain skin colors, as has been talked about on the show previously, based on those things, you can make judgment calls, rational judgment calls, which are statistically the probability of it happening, whatever. It's true. It's rational to make, certain judgment calls based on those, things. You not following me?
No, and I can see some benefit to it. I can see some benefit as well as some, not so great benefits about it. Like, say you had, an issue with a certain individual that, had different posture or skin color, and you kind of learn to be distrusting as general rule. I mean, it's perfectly fine if you choose not to do business with people a certain color. That's certainly up to you, but one bad experience shouldn't prevent you from doing that in the future.
Nobody, thank you for the call. Still time for your call, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on Love Connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, they just cover it. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15.
This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks, Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me, so I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at GunsAD.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to GunsAD.com. That's GunsAD.com. Guns80.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
free. That's the toll free call in line. There might be time for your call here in the final segment of the show. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
Derek J.
And Danica.
And Derek J. next week will be heading down to New York City to do some demonstrating outside of the federal court building in Manhattan, where Ross Ulbricht will be on trial for a host of crimes related to the alleged operation of the Silk Road online marketplace that is on the dark web. The original Silk Road is what he was alleged to have operated. They are now on the, I believe, the third incarnation of that. Is that correct?
Yes, third.
Yeah, so Derek, hopefully you will be posting updates online so that people can follow what is going on there. And hopefully you don't run into any legal problems, as activists are prone to do.
Well, I'll be blogging about it, of course, but the best place to watch for this trial is thelibertybeat.com. They'll be providing daily updates. They've got reporters who are going to be attending the trial and making it their business to report on this.
And there's an activist down in Austin, Texas, who has gotten into trouble somewhat frequently recently. And there's actually good news regarding Antonio Bueller.
Woo!
So give us the updates on that.
Case dismissed. Yeah, Bueller.
What were the charges?
I actually don't remember exactly what his charges were. I'm sure it was like the catch-all charge of disorderly conduct. We'll find out quickly here.
Wasn't he filming police?
Yeah, so here it was. A judge in Austin's municipal court accepted the state's motion to dismiss one of a set of charges against Peaceful Streets Project co-founder Antonio Bueller.
Wait, hold on. The state
motioned
to dismiss the charge.
That's correct.
That is not something that happens very often when activists get arrested.
Nope. Bueller was not actually arrested for the acts that earned him a grand jury indictment of interfering with a police officer. Yeah. What do you think that means, Daryl? What do you think he did?
The charge is interfering with a police officer. What do you think the activist did?
Well, I am somewhat familiar, and I don't know if this was the actual case, but there was something to where he was filming police. They told him to back up. He backed up. They came over, told him to back up again, and he said, I've already backed up once. And they said, well, you have to back up again. And he said, I don't want to back up again.
Yeah.
And then they arrested him.
Well, that was one famous case involving Antonio Buehler. This was actually a different case. It's my understanding.
Oh, is this for the one filming? Where he was yelling F you and a bunch of other obscenities at the police?
I believe that was another one. So I don't know. He gets involved with the police quite a bit.
He gets arrested a good bit.
Well, this wasn't an arrest, remember. He was not arrested for the acts that earned him the grand jury indictment of interfering with a police officer. What he did, Daryl, just to, drum roll, please. The filming and eventually outing the undercover work of an APD, that's Austin Police Department officer, Justin Berry, on August 24th, 2012. So he was filming the police. One of the police officers was an undercover, and he outed that person. Job well done. I wish there were more people like him. But as with his now iconic New Year's Eve 2012 arrest, which you recapped for us, Daryl.
Which one was that? Because I recapped two arrests.
Right. Well, that was the one where he was helping some young ladies who were being harassed by police officers, and he recorded with a camera. And his later arrests on August 26, 2012, and September 21st, 2012, he found himself facing Class C misdemeanor charges for each incident. So he had a victimless crime spree of his own.
Yes, he did.
Originally set for November, the hearing got pushed back after Buehler's late October acquittal on similar charges relating to his New Year's Eve arrest. Now, I think this is exciting to talk about. I don't normally cover stuff like this, but, this is a victory. And activists winning in court is attention-worthy because it doesn't happen all the time.
Right.
So job well done, Buehler, and whoever this attorney is who was such a rock star that he had two cases dismissed, like, in a row. Buehler and his legal team weren't happy to learn that the judge dismissed the case. His attorney, Millie Thompson, went so far as to post to Facebook that she'd never been so disappointed over a dismissal. And there's an expletive I deleted there. I think this would be a great opportunity, she writes, for the people to once again see how the Austin Police Department and city prosecutors use city ordinances to victimize people who've already been victimized by the police. It would also have opened people's eyes to how corrupt the grand jury process can be.
Oh, the grand jury process can be very corrupt. And yep. We covered a story recently that it's actually easier to indict a ham sandwich than a police officer because prosecutors basically tell the grand jury what to do. They throw evidence at them and then say, vote, unless it's a police officer. And then they throw all of the evidence and they drag it out and they give them way too much evidence. And they basically have the trial without having the trial. And they confuse them into not indicting.
Well, this can be very confusing for all parties involved. And just to be clear, this is not a world where you want to expect rational verdicts coming from courtrooms. Of course, we know it's sort of like Alice in Wonderland. Once you walk in there, up is down, black is white. And so what's really going on here is that the police can arrest basically anybody at a whim, and they don't have to justify it. There are no consequences if they falsely arrest somebody. And here's exactly what happened in this case. The police don't want to testify. They don't want to bring this to court. As I mentioned at the beginning of the article, who brought the motion to dismiss? The state. So they're dropping the charges that they brought upon him. And why would that be? Well, Barry's testimony, that's the officer he outed, could have proved vital moving forward as Buehler faces charges that he failed to obey the officer's orders during the aforementioned arrest. He'll stand trial on those charges soon. He said Thompson has filed a motion demanding a speedy trial, though a court date has not yet been settled, before eventually reconvening in court for his fourth and final failure to obey a lawful order charge stemming from his September arrest. So this is the police covering their own butts, saying, we made a false arrest, and we don't want to have to explain it in front of the public.
Right, and I'm still looking for an actual answer to the question of how does a police officer know that he is giving a lawful order? Because we're told all the time in court, especially when police officers are asked questions that may make them draw a legal conclusion, that they are not authorized or qualified to answer the question because objection that calls for a legal conclusion. But yet they make these judgment calls of you disobeyed a lawful order.
Yeah, arresting someone calls for a legal conclusion.
Right, so they make legal conclusions all the time, but yet when they're asked in court, it's said that they can't answer the question. Yeah. But we know based on hundreds of stories that police officers tell people to do things that are unlawful all the time. Or rather, the order is unlawful. There was the story out of, I believe it was Londonderry or New London here in New Hampshire, mm-hmm. where a police officer had told a teenage girl, I'll make these charges go away if you give me nude photos.
Hmm.
She filed a complaint against him. He was not convicted.
Just
a complaint?
Of course. She just filed a complaint? That's it?
Well, it
that sounds criminal.
I don't know if it was a legal complaint or just some internal sort of thing.
Where's your complaint department?
But there was a court that recently ruled that he did nothing wrong. Although it's blatantly unconstitutional to, you know, essentially demand nude photographs to make a ticket go away.
Right, harassment.
So, you know, who decides what is a lawful order and what is not? And I would say that the police officer makes that decision, but yet the judge will not allow the police officer to answer the question, what is a lawful order?
Yo, we were talking about how Muslims should be generating as much good press as possible earlier in the show. I would just want to make a breaking announcement that two Muslim organizations have stepped in to donate $100,000 towards assisting Detroit residents who are facing water shutoffs. I just think that's an awesome story. So good for you guys.
Yes, it is.
To generate good press.
I thought you were going to say for a second that police officers need to do more to, you know, say not all cops are bad. Like, you know, they should denounce the bad cops.
I wish they would.
Yeah, I wish they would as well. And if you have thoughts on that, you can call in tomorrow night because we are live all 7 nights of the week. And we're online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. That's where you can get archives going back for, I believe, near a decade.
Do you drink coffee? Was the last cup of coffee you had really good? Free Talk Live has teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you the best of the best coffee. Shade grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. Get a free pound to try it out. A free pound of the best coffee. Help others one cup at a time. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.